Well, good morning, kids. Once again, great to be with you all. I hope you're having a wonderful Sunday. So I want to talk to you about something called the Trinity. We've talked about this before, that we believe that God is so big that God is not just, at least from our point of view, one person, but comes in different ways and different times and places throughout the history of the world. First of all, there was God, the creator, the one who made the world and made the land that we stand upon and all the nature and the animals and then created us. And then there was Jesus. We've learned a lot about Jesus, who loves us and went to the cross for us. And then there's this wild thing we talked about on Pentecost just last Sunday called the Holy Spirit. So it's a little confusing to try and explain how one God can be three parts. But I wanted you to look at it this way, kids, and this is the best way I can understand myself, because trust me, it is difficult. It is tricky to figure this out. You all have wonderful people in your lives, right? Let's say you have three people that are all part of your family. Each and every one of them is special to you. If I were to say you loved one more than the other, you might like one more than the other. Maybe you have a specific grandparent that you are closer to, maybe because they live closer, you just kind of really relate to them, but you still love them all, almost the same, hopefully. And that's the way, kind of the way that the Trinity comes, is that God came three different ways so that we can experience God in three different ways. So it's like three different family members show up for dinner. You've got good old Aunt Creator. She's the one who made the world and created everything, and she comes over and creates wonderful food and creates cool crafts for us, and we love her so much. And then you have, let's say, Uncle Jesus. Uncle Jesus is that fun uncle who loves everybody, who comes over and is friends with everyone, who we always look up to, and we look forward to his jokes. And we know that he's always going to be there for us. And then you have Grandma Holy Spirit. She's kind of the grandma that shows up at all different times. We never know when Grandma Holy Spirit's going to show up. But we know that whenever she shows up, it's going to be exciting. She always brings perhaps fun treats or presents or something like that. And then before you know it, we're with her and then she disappears again. That's one way I can look at it with you guys, is that each one of those parts of the Trinity, the Creator or Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we look at in different ways, just like we have different family members. But when they all show up in different ways, it's so fun because then the whole family is together. So that's why we should be thankful, and be thankful with me, kids, today, that we have a God that's so big, that loves us so much, that just coming in one place and one time was not enough. God came in different times and places throughout the history of the world to remind us each time that this whole world belongs to God and that we belong to God. And I hope that you guys all remember that last part, especially today, that no matter who you are in this world, you belong to God. And that is something that, well, kids, right now the world needs to remember. We are having a hard time remembering that everyone belongs to God, no matter what. So will you pray with that with me today? Dear Jesus, thank you for coming into the world to save us. Dear Father and Creator, thank you for making the trees and the water and the food we eat and the land in which that food is grown. Dear Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us. Remind us that you are with us always, connecting us to the love of Jesus and the love of God our Father. Now bless us and keep us on this day. Amen. Kids, I hope you have a wonderful day, that you're having lots of fun out in the beautiful sunshine, and I look forward to hopefully seeing you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.